Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Lego is arguably the most famous toy line of all time, with a wide variety of sets, both original and based on intellectual properties. And since 2005, there have been many successful Lego video games based on famous franchises like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Batman, Harry Potter, and Marvel superheroes, for instance. All of those Lego video games follow the same easy-to-pick-up gameplay and were all developed by Traveller's Tales, better known as TT Games, who are a development studio based in the UK. However, I'm not here to talk about any of those Lego games in particular, as famous as they are. Instead, I'd like to bring attention to the very first Lego game that was released internationally, a quirky little computer game known as Lego Island. Lego Island was developed by Mindscape, a development studio based in America, and released on Windows computers in 1997, being the first of several games between the late 90s and early 2000s produced by the LEGO company in order for them to gain a presence in the ever-growing video game industry. Though its graphics may look very dated now, LEGO Island was a sort of open-world game where the player could pick between five different characters and explore the island, filled with friendly faces and essential services like a police station, hospital, petrol station, post office, and information centre. Speaking of the information centre, in there, you'll find the Infomaniac, your guide to the game who will give you hints on where to go next if you ever feel stuck. Throughout most of the game, you will build a vehicle with assistance from the architect, Bill Ding, and then help each citizen of the island with various tasks, like guiding an ambulance to bring an injured citizen to the hospital, driving a tow truck to pick up a broken down car, or helping deliver pizzas for the Italian pizzeria. And speaking of which, the owners of the pizzeria, Mama and Papa Bricolini, have a boy they adopted as their own son who works as their delivery boy, Pepperoni, who was considered to be the main character of the game. There are other activities you can take part in, like kart racing and jet ski racing, and though the game is covered with lightheartedness and slapstick humour, you'd better keep an eye on the criminal known as the Brickster, because if he manages to escape from jail, then he'll wreak havoc across the entire island. Unless you manage to stop him. Lego Island was a critical and commercial success, selling close to a million copies within its first 2 years of release. It eventually spawned two sequel games, Lego Island 2, Brickster's Revenge, where Brickster escapes from prison again and leaves for a time portal, leading Pepper to chase after him and restore order to different eras in the past, and Lego Island Extreme Stunts, which was more of a skateboarding and racing hybrid game. Though the game's sequels can be played on modern versions of Windows, the original Lego Island is incompatible and can only be played on Windows 95 or Windows 98. However, over the last couple of years, a team of dedicated fans managed to decompile the game, essentially reverse engineering it as accurately as possible, and as of this year, it is now possible to play the original Lego Island on modern hardware, even on a web browser if you really want to, effectively preserving the game for generations to come. Join me again next time